Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Common Ground Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Sean.
Hey, you guys. Kelly.
And as usual, we're just here to talk about whatever interests us for the day. And today,
Yeah, I might get you sick. So,
anyways, the conversation for today is going to be about the attempted bombings on the multiple people, the Democratic members, right?
Democratic members, was it mostly Democratic members, right?
Mostly Democratic.
I don't know the names of them, guys.
Obama was one, Bill Clinton was one. There was actually an actor, too.
He
was
Robert De Niro.
Was the one, because he was vocally against Trump.
That sucks.
Anyways, yeah, so this guy was like definitely a hardcore like Trump supporter, and he sent a bunch of mostly defective pipe bombs to everyone.
Has it been confirmed yet, though?
Definitely,
it's alleged, right? This guy's alleged.
It's alleged.
He's alleged. He's alleged. He's a suspect, but nothing confirmed.
But it's based off like fingerprint, like analysis or whatever, DNA on the paper bag. So I think it's relatively confirmed. But yeah, I guess
you always have to say alleged.
Yeah, I guess it's alleged, right?
Until he's actually convicted.
So my question, my curiosity is: do you think that Trump is to blame for this guy?
You know, when you frame the question like that, I know where you're trying to get at with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tom.
And well, I mean,
maybe the better
play right into your trap.
Just get the trap card. Yeah. Maybe is there?
I think everyone has a part to blame.
Is there a better way?
The same way that beforehand, we blame political divide between our countries. We blame the rhetoric within media. We blame the rhetoric between politicians on the shootings that was at that baseball field, on just kind of Antifa or far right movements. The same way we blame them is the same thing I do now. I blame everyone.
But do you think they're responsible for the violence?
Responsible for it. Bernie Sanders isn't responsible for the guy shooting at that baseball field as much as Donald Trump is responsible for this. Unless somehow, you know, I'm not saying it is, and 100% I don't think it is, that he hires someone, you know, I'll be like, oh, he's responsible. But that's not the case.
And that's, I absolutely agree with that. That's what I wanted to see, was that, you know, I agree there's definitely very heated rhetoric on each side, but just, I was going to bring up that baseball shooting, just how I wouldn't blame Bernie Sanders for that. I don't think Trump should be blamed for this, but of course a lot of people are blaming Trump, and I'm sure people also blame Bernie Sanders back then.
Do you think that there's any like contributory factor, or do you think that this guy was crazy and he just found something to go along with? And if it wasn't Trump, it would have just been something else.
Yeah, why can't we blame this on mental illness?
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think it should be blamed on mental illness. But I think the idea, someone gave me, I can't remember who it's from, but someone kind of talked about how when you use like heated rhetoric, it's like dropping pebbles in a pond. And then there's the larger the pebble, the more heated the rhetoric, the more it branches out and reaches towards the far fringes. And then those fringes would be kind of like the quote unquote mentally ill people who get activated, quote unquote, you know, and then they commit something like a murder of some kind. So are you like, but then going back is like, are you responsible for that person committing a murder just because your rhetoric inspired it in them or something?
So and I would again, say, is there some sort of like contributory factor in any way, shape or form that maybe like it helped facilitate that? Cause like, again, if it's a mental illness thing, and if it wasn't Trump, we could say, oh, it could have easily been someone else in this guy's community, that someone he knew, and he could have found dialogue with them, and like he could have done the same act but through a different person. But maybe Trump did Trump have any contributory factors that led to this guy doing what he wanted to do?
I would say
more than zero.
It's not like I said, I don't think Trump gets any blame, but I think it would be foolish to say that Trump's rhetoric had nothing to do with it.
Right.
See, that would, in the same way that anytime any kind of heated rhetoric about the other side is used, it's gonna spark some crazy people to do crazy things. Sure, but are you responsible for those crazy things?
No.
And it happens all the time, you know, like when Milo Yiannopoulos, who I'm not a big fan of because I think he's a dickbag, but a lot of his supporters tend to troll people that he like kind of targets as the butt of his jokes. Mm-hmm. And he says, he's like, I'm not responsible for what my supporters do. I don't condone any acts of violence. Anyone who does that is not my supporter, kind of thing. And I think in the same way, it's like, and I think Trump said is like, you know, he made a speech saying like, I don't condone any acts of violence against the political party. Let's beat them peacefully through the ballots. Right.
Yeah. So, but we also have times and recording of him saying, let's go out and punch someone.
No, that's true. But I wouldn't.
Well, wait. What quote is this? No, what quote is this?
And this is more. This is again, during the focus campaign? On the campaign trail. Okay. Was that he said, if you go out and punch someone, I will front your legal fees.
Okay. Come on, Tom. Maybe it's a joking
and
way.
This
right?
is the thing that I think about is that there. I'm not saying that Trump is to blame, but there is a level of hypocrisy in what he does. And this is to anyone. If anyone goes out and says, hey, you should punch this one, but hey, no, we all must come together and we must combat this terrible rhetoric within our team.
There's some sort of attacks,
and
say, right?
And I would say that's a little bit... I think the way that Trump was more wording it is like, if you get into a fight and you... like if
he
you
says,
get into a scuffle,
go out and punch someone. Literally go out and punch someone.
I don't know. Is that a direct quote? I don't think that's a quote. I don't know if that's a direct quote.
Let's say it is, and we'll say it's not.
Okay. And even then, if it's not a quote, then he's like... Remember there was that guy and...
The body slamming thing?
Yeah. Both of Bill DeFranco and... There was a senator that body slammed, according to the audio, of a reporter.
Yeah.
And he supported that guy. He was like, anyone who could body slam, it's my man.
He didn't say that. He never said that.
I could pull it up for you. No.
He said something more along the lines of, like, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, man, I don't know if that's, like, I don't know if that's going to hurt him in an election. But then I thought, wait, this is Montana. I think that might actually help him. So he was making jokes like that, which was supporting
it. I can pull it up for you. It literally says, if you could body slam someone, that's my man. That's literally what he said.
Let's say, and he could say, and anyone could say, like, I don't condone what my supporters are doing. You know, he could say that all he wants. But when you're saying things that have the potential to spark these things, you know, it's like, you're not responsible. Maybe you should watch what you say.
It's just the understanding. To me, it's just you must understand that you are also a part of
you're an influencer, right?
Yeah,
you're an influencer.
You're an important voice. To say whatever. That you're not factoring into that
you're not directly responsible, but you're an influencer in some sort of way.
No, I think that, again, and this is what I think is important, is that you can't self-censor at the result of crazies. No question, this guy was mentally ill, insane. No normal person would take, go punch a guy and I'll pay your legal fees to send pipe bombs to all my enemies.
Yeah, but
right?
If I go out and punch someone.
It's a little, that's more direct. Yeah, and for that, I say Trump is responsible for when there are fights.
But I don't think he's responsible for that either. I'm not saying he's responsible for actions of others. You know, there's when it comes to followings this large, whether it's, you know, presidential, celebrities, YouTubers,
religious, whatever.
You have a large following, and there's going to be a balance of stupid people in there that do stupid things. I don't think that you're responsible for it, but at the same time, you can't say that you aren't a factor that is contributing to it.
See, my philosophy with it always is, unless you're directly calling for something, then you're not responsible.
Okay,
for example, like with the Trump thing, where I say, like, if he literally said, which I still don't think he actually said, go out and punch someone, then I would say, yeah, he is, it's like an incitement to violence, right? Go punch someone. But I think more along the lines he was joking, saying, like, you know, if you get into a fight, I will cover your legal fees.
But that's still promoting it.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's a good thing you brought up the celebrities. I remember there was something that happened with, like, Beyonce. She has, you know, every celebrity has their group base and whatever they want to call them. Her fans are called the Beehive, right? Beyonce, whatever. And she has, you know, tons of loyal followers. You know, I don't know if you consider them crazy, but they love her, right?
Right.
She's got millions of them. And I think it was some Instagram or some Twitter quote where she said, she didn't say a call to action. She just said, like, hey, I don't like this person. Or she's like, hey, I don't like this artist that much, you know? And because she said that, her followers went and, like, attacked this person's Instagram. They left all these rude remarks. Same thing with YouTube comments. Same thing with Twitter comments, right? And she didn't say, like, hey, call to action. Like, she didn't, like, hey, go on this Twitter page. Don't mob her. And she said, like, again, I'm not responsible for it. You know, they're just my followers, whatever.
Right.
But she's, just because she said something as simple as, like, hey, I'm not a big fan of this group. Or, hey, I don't like this group. I don't like listening to them. You know, it's just not my type of music.
Mm-hmm.
Her fans still did something because of what she... If she didn't say that, it wouldn't have happened, right? So there's still some influencing. There's still some contributory factors. And if you can bring that to Trump, if Trump said something like... If they took it out of context, you know... But from what Kelly's saying, it's like, hey, if you punch someone, I'll pay your legal fees. It sounds like it sounds like he has some influence where people were being more aggressive than they could have been if he didn't say that.
Right. And but again, like the punching thing, I'd say is a more better example of like incitement to violence. But what I'm saying is you can't censor yourself on saying something bad or like being judgmental of someone mm-hmm. for fear that some other person is going to react as a result in a violent manner. I don't think you can have a society that way where I can, like, for example, if I said like, man, I really don't like Hillary because her ideas are bad. And then as some result, someone kills her. Let's just say, am I responsible for that guy killing her?
It's not that you're responsible.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're just a contributing factor. I don't say you're responsible. The same way, again, I don't say Trump is responsible for this.
Right.
But for him to say that he had nothing to do with it at all is also...
That's not a fair statement.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay. I agree. I never said that. I'd say it's
foolish. You said that.
No, I said you would be foolish not to say that he was a contributing factor,
Yeah, you said not responsible. So is not responsible and contributory factor, are those not the same thing? Or like, are those not related?
I think there's a difference between saying something, you have to take responsibility for something versus... You're kind of like a factor in it, but that doesn't mean you take responsibility. I would think of an analogy, but I can't think of one on the spot.
Don't think
of
an analogy. Yeah. Please. Make it more
confusing. I will have to try thinking of it fully through before I just throw it out there. The point that I'm trying to get at is that you can be a factor without being responsible in the sense that
is it a fair statement to say he's not directly responsible, but he's indirectly responsible?
I don't even think that. I don't think he should take
use
any
the word responsible.
I wouldn't use the word responsible. No,
I probably would say that either.
Yeah,
but,
I'd say
but
that
contributory factor sounds like there is a portion of it.
No, I'm just like, say responsible.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's the main responsibility, but is it an indirect cause? Yeah. I kind of will say.
Indirect cause is different, though. Yeah, I would almost say indirect cause is a better word for them than responsible. Because responsibility implies that you have to take ownership of it. And I would say that he doesn't necessarily have to take ownership for that action. But it's not unfair to say that he was a cause.
Yeah, like, but I would say it's a hypocritical for him to say that he's blaming, and this is something 100% true, that he blames the, you know, divisive rhetoric of the left or the media. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that he said.
I think that's dumb as well.
So, but that is hypocritical of him to do so.
Absolutely. It's just as hypocritical when the media says it's Trump's fault. Yeah, they're both being very hypocritical about it. Yes.
Both true, but also one's the president. Yeah. One's the president, one's the media, right?
The media's fourth branch of government. It's the phrase. It's very important. They have a large influence over large swaths of people. I don't know if you heard, like a couple weeks prior, when Hillary said that there was like the time for... civilness to be over. She's not the president, but that's still really charged rhetoric. Someone sent poison to a bunch of, like, Trump, to his family. I think his daughter had to go to the hospital.
No, it wasn't poison. It was just they thought it was anthrax. I know what you're talking about. It wasn't poison. No one went to the hospital. No one went to the hospital because it was, there was something sent to Melania Trump. It was a letter and they found powder on it, which I'm not saying it's good. 100% believe it's not good. But it wasn't. They didn't all go to the hospital.
I'm almost positive one person went to the hospital.
Under actual physical pain?
Not under a physical pain, but a concern, yes. That something was inhaled. Yeah.
Saying, like, I went to the hospital because I was concerned versus I went to the hospital because
If I go to the hospital because I'm concerned that my finger might be broken, but it's not actually broken, does that not mean that it was still concerned that I went to the hospital? I still went to the hospital.
Yeah, there's a difference with saying that they sent poison and not poison.
I did not know that it was not confirmed to be not poison. That's
so you
true.
Thought that he was poisoned and went to the hospital.
No.
So in your mind, it wasn't a concern. You thought he was poisoned.
No, what I'm saying is that I heard that there was poison sent and that there was someone was sent because they were concerned that they got exposed. I didn't realize, I didn't know... Or I didn't hear the story that it wasn't actually
Amber Alert.
I got one earlier today too.
Yeah. Jeez, what's going on?
It was a red Chevy or something like that.
Jeep Renegade.
What's the presidential one? You skipped through that one.
What did that mean? Presidential. It's just a test. It was a test one.
Yeah, that was just a test. Earlier last week, something like that.
Anyways,
Jordy's playing too over there.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so if anyone's listening,
yeah,
Great Gene Renegade, California Flight 8DQT883, motherfucker.
Yeah, find that guy.
Find that guy.
Anyways, going back. So what I'm saying is that I didn't know that it was confirmed not to be a poison. But what I had heard is that someone sent, you know, poison in the mail.
And what you're saying is it didn't get the same amount of press as the bomb one?
It did get the same amount of press. Well, no, the bomb one's bigger because it hit so many people.
Okay. Yeah.
But this one, that got pressed.
I really? I barely heard about it except for
because you don't listen to the other side, Tom.
What are you talking about? If anything, it would be on my side, right? Because they sent it to the...
It got a good amount of press. And just because Tom doesn't believe it is.
I didn't hear as much about it. But okay.
It's not to the same scale. A bomb is definitely different than a fake scare, right? These were real bombs. These are all
also questionable.
Tom was most saying
of these they were pipe bombs.
None of them went off. Most of them didn't even have a detonator, and most of them had harmless chemicals in them.
But they wouldn't cause an explosion. But, and then how many people did it hit? What the high profile targets of each of these?
Well, yeah, the president's a high profile target.
Wait, Tom, are you saying that the fact that these were poorly made amateur bombs doesn't get rid of the fact that they were still pipe bombs?
Well, no, absolutely.
Because they had amateur.
But I'm saying at the same level as someone sending a harmless chemical kind of thing in the same way. These were essentially harmless bombs. These bombs that would not have detonated if they had made their target.
If they didn't detonate, but you don't sound... Aren't you the one that's always big behind, like, it's the intent that happened? He really...
I agree that he intended, yes.
Yeah, he tried to make a bomb, regardless. You know, even if it was just, like...
He sucks at making
the bomb. Yeah, he sucks at making it, but regardless of the fact, it's like...
Well, do we know that... That's another thing, is I'm questioning whether he sucks at making the bomb or he never intended for them to explode.
Pretty sure he just sucks at making the bomb.
I don't know. I would more side towards the... He just sucks at making the bomb. Yeah. Yes. But... Anyways, yeah, I mean, I guess just rolling back to the point is that...
Is he responsible?
Is Trump responsible? Yeah, the thing that was aggravating me this week is that I feel like not as many people were blaming, for example, like Bernie Sanders, especially in the media. We're not blaming Bernie Sanders for that Republican shooting, while every single media outlet is trying to blame Trump for this bombing, attempted bombings.
I don't agree with that, because I think more people are blaming him for not taking responsibility, or not responsibility, or not recognizing that his rhetoric played a part in this,
but
in more the same than the actual way, thing.
Sanders have to take just as much responsibility?
No, I'm not saying responsibility. I'm saying that he says that his rhetoric,
mm-hmm.
or he blames the rhetoric of the media on the left. But does not blame his own rhetoric as well.
Mm-hmm. And the media are saying the same thing, that it's only Trump's rhetoric.
Agree with that. That's the thing. I don't agree with that. But that is something that I will fault Trump on. I will blame Trump 100% on that.
And the media as well?
I will blame the media as well, yeah, because I'm going to blame the media in their own right. But I'm also going to blame Trump as well. Why can't I blame both?
Yeah, I agree. You should blame both.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So,
but I'm not blaming...
And here's the thing.
But I will also say both are not responsible.
Yeah, okay, both are neither responsible. But we're going to blame both. And we can't turn an eye away from that he never said anything bad either. And I think a lot of this also stems from the conversation that a good amount of, I'm saying right-sided conservatives, believe that this was just a ploy of the left.
No, that was dumb. I agree. That was a huge argument
of them saying that this was a fake thing to stir up the election that's coming up.
Yeah. And I agree.
That is an absolute shit thing to say.
Yeah. I agree. 100%.
But why don't we bring that up? That is...
We did.
Right. I brought it up right now. The thing is, you're blaming the media, but why didn't you blame the right side as well?
I do.
Yeah, he does.
I do.
Why didn't you bring it up? I think that's right. That's my concern, is that I brought it up right now, right? And I agree. It's the whole thing that I bring it up to you, and yes, you will agree. It's like, that's a terrible thing, but you won't bring that up.
No, what my original intention at the beginning was, should Trump take responsibility for this? That was my whole argument. And we straight talked up about said it.
No.
And that's good. Yeah, I'm glad. And so we were talking about it, and then you brought up this, and I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah,
it's just because I didn't bring it up doesn't mean
I feel
mean
like that was a major part of the story as well.
No. What are you talking about? 100%. Not as much.
I would say it's a major part of the story. The way I look at the story was, you have the actual bombing itself, the threat of lives lost, and the terrorist attack that would have caused. then you have Trump's response to it. You have the media response to it. You have politician response to it. You have everybody's response to this.
Right, right.
But you omit one.
What are you talking? I didn't omit
one. No, okay. I get what Kelly's trying to say here. Yeah. So what I think, if we can condense it down, is Tom not bringing up, if he doesn't bring up something that was like on the right side and he omits it, is that as bad as him not mentioning it at all? I mean,
I don't think it is responsible, or I don't think it is relevant to what I was asking about. Like, why is whether the right side thought it was a conspiracy or not have anything to do with whether Trump's responsible or not? Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
It's irrelevant to the question that I was asking.
But I also,
so that doesn't
I also
mean
get,
I don't agree.
I also get where Kelly's coming up with it. Where it's just like, if you didn't say, how do I put this together? Because I mean, I feel like we've talked about this before.
Right.
But it was like, I think it was like a relationship with either like a friend or a girlfriend.
No, I remember that. We were walking out Dave and Buster's.
I said, if
Tom fucked my mom, and I never asked him directly, did you fuck my mom?
And you didn't say anything?
Didn't say shit.
If you didn't say anything, is it as
he
bad
went,
as...
He said that he was just, he was okay.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as him.
That's
lying.
What
He's
I remember.
Not lying.
That's what I remember we're talking. Okay, the good.
It's
fresh
true,
memory.
I'm not, but
see, so, you, so, fuck so, you.
So Tom, wait. So wait. I know. So now we could like we could jump off because okay. we got the first point done. Now we could like transition.
Yeah.
And I do remember this. I'm glad Kelly refreshed memory. I'm glad he remembers. So if you
fish oil pills.
What?
Remember you told me about it last week? You're like, why is your memory so good? Fish oil.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so Tom, so you're saying, let's say something happened. Let's say like you cheated on your girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't tell her.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not responsible, or you're not in
yes,
at fault?
You're not just as bad.
You're not as bad. Or
no. What? I don't. You're gonna have to explain to me.
Go back to Kelly's example. I'm sorry.
If you fucked my mom,
yes.
And I didn't directly ask you, did you fuck my mom? You wouldn't answer. But if
and
but,
if you omitted it,
if you omitted it, and then you would say that that's not as bad as you lying.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's what
what's
it is.
Not
that's
as bad as me lying. As
if I didn't ask you directly that question,
right,
and you didn't tell me, you would consider that, and if as far as I remember, you would say that is not as bad as me lying because I didn't lie.
You didn't lie. That's what. Yeah, you didn't lie.
And I think that was the only thing that I was ascertaining is saying that I didn't lie.
Right, but is it
lying?
Is
saying that
is it as
bad? As bad opposed to what?
Lying
as opposed to lying.
So okay, so I have either
what's
option of lying about it or
not saying
anything.
Let's say the act still happened, right?
Yeah, the act 100% happened. It's just whether we questioned it directly or not. And I didn't question it directly. You would say you are not as bad as lying because you didn't lie.
Well, I mean, I think lying is a active form,
mm-hmm.
right, of saying something that's not true,
right.
versus me just not saying it,
right?
Right.
But the act still happened, and I feel like you not saying
I'm not saying it excuses the act.
No, right? I'm not saying it doesn't excuse the act, but
right.
I think you hiding it is saying just as bad as you
that's
lying
a good way,
about it.
I guess that's a decent way to frame it. Hiding and lying. Hiding information is as bad as lying information.
That
and then I from what Kelly remembers, I don't fucking remember, is that you said it's not as bad because lying is active and hiding. I would consider hiding also active, but I guess if you don't say it, it's
I consider it just as bad. So I consider it just as bad as lying.
Yeah, I consider
it doesn't matter if it's active or not. You're actively doing.
Your act is wrong, and you just chose. It's for me. It's still an action because you chose not to say it.
Yeah.
You still made a choice. You still made an active choice, except you're choosing not to say
it.
Unless you're directly asked.
And if I remember it, your argument was that, well, you never asked me directly. You didn't ask me this question. So I'm not bad at lying.
Yeah. You just didn't ask good questions.
Then every little thing that I don't tell you is now considered
if it's
bad.
No,
so,
if it's
no.
bad.
If the act is bad
and you don't tell me and I don't directly ask you this question, and you did something that's bad, and I guess it relates to me in one way or another.
If we could all agree the act is bad, at least.
Yeah.
Right? And if you hide a bad act, then that's just as bad as lying about the bad act. And if we all have the assumption it's a bad act.
For sure.
Yeah. So that you can agree with that, right? You get where we're coming at?
I have to think about it.
But do you understand? I don't mean, that's fine. But do you, how about the thing where it's like, it's an active choice to not, to hide it. It's an active choice to not say it. As what I feel, because maybe that's what Tom's getting at. Since like I didn't take part in it.
Okay, then I guess what I would say maybe I can agree, and unless I can think more about it, but I can agree with the idea that it might be just as bad, but it's not lying. So can we agree on that at least?
It's not lying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can wrap my head around.
Like you're, like I'm saying, I am not a liar. It might not be as, it might not be good. It might be just as bad as lying, but I'm not lying. Because I think the I think to preface what we were talking about was the idea of like, was like, but you're lying about it if you don't talk about it. And I was like, no, I'm not lying about it. Is that, you know what I mean? It's like,
well, what's the course of lying to hide the
lying,
truth?
Lying is no, not necessarily. It's it's saying something that's deliberately not true in the hope of, and then yeah, and then
it may hide say, the so truth. It sounds like you are too trying to hide. What is the intent of lying?
I guess the main force of it is to hide the truth.
Right, but that's the maybe the motivation behind it. But the actual act of lying is saying something that's not true.
It's it that, okay, but yes.
But if we both do the same thing, if we're both of these hit that motivation, then
let's say the motivation is the intent. Why am I lying? What is the intent? What is the purpose of me lying? It's to hide the information. So I guess it's like the act of it is just, you could say like, well, I'm just not saying the truth.
That's so is it lying if I just run away? Because I'm running away so that I can avoid telling the truth. Is that lying? No. It's just as bad, maybe, as lying, right? Well, because I'm trying to
avoid telling the truth. If you're running away, is that preventing information?
Yes.
Let's say I asked you a question.
And then you run.
And then you run.
And then I run, yeah. That's not me lying, right? Would you call that lying?
You know? The liar over there, right?
No. You would say that he's running away so he could avoid telling the truth, right?
Fair.
Fair? That's, no. So, true. Yeah. So I'm not a liar. I am just hiding the truth,
just,
I guess.
But
yeah.
I think that, I guess,
and I can agree
is,
with
it's
the idea.
Just as bad.
I can agree with the idea of it's just as bad.
So very, cool.
I can agree with that notion.
Good. Now we can go back to Dave and Buster's with our sins cleansed, knowing that Tom did not fuck your mother.
Well, I guess I never asked you that direct question, so I don't know.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think, because going back to what you were going with earlier, I don't think just by me not actively bringing something up means that I was deliberately trying to hide it. It might have just been something I didn't think about until you talked about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I agree, that is stupid.
It might not be deliberate, but it also shows, a blind spot. Because I felt like that was a large argument, or not argument, a large point of this entire crazy thing. I'm not saying it's biggest point. The biggest point at the end of the day is the bombs going off, whether or not this is going to be an attack, a terrorist attack, no matter what. That's going to be number one.
Yeah.
But I'd have any blame on whether Trump or the media just as bad as I put in that there's a lot of people, and this thing too, which is crazy, on both sides. There's a lot of people, a couple of coworkers at work, I talked to them, and they were saying, and these are people who are, I would say, more democratic or liberal. They were saying like, oh, I think this might be a ploy. I'm like, I don't know. I need to wait more. I'm like, really? Like, I don't know.
I mean, I can understand. I don't agree as a ploy. But I can understand there are some strange inconsistencies in this story.
What are the inconsistencies?
Well, like, okay, just think about it this way. If I'm a huge Trump supporter, do you think it's smart for me to cause bombings right before an election? No, it seems kind of weird. Right.
Well, no, that's the thing. You're assuming that they're smart.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't believe this person is smart. He's just a radical extremist.
I attribute more mental illness to it. I'm just saying that this is an argument you could make. I don't agree with it. I'm just saying I think it's a fair argument to be made that I don't agree with. And then there's other things. Like, again, all these bombs would not have gone off if they had reached their target.
Is that because it was a ploy or because he's stupid?
Right, but I agree with you, but I'm saying these are fair questions to be asked, and I wouldn't say they're unreasonable.
I think they're unreasonable because, again, I see it as, it's using like Occam's razors. What is the most simplistic choice? What is the most simplistic reason with enough, the least amount of complexity behind it, and it's just that he is an idiot. One, I think that he is an idiot, because if he looked up ways to search on how to make a bomb, he would be caught, because those are things that red flags and gets you notified. So I guess at the very least, you know that he didn't do that. So he tried doing it himself and he fucked up. The guy is an idiot. At the end of the day, I don't see this guy as being the top intellectual crime syndicate.
And again, I agree with you. I'm just saying there are there are other there are inconsistencies, but I agree that the simplest explanation is this guy is an idiot, mentally ill person who was dumb enough to try sending these
balls. Well, and yeah. The thing I'm annoyed with is that I think we got to the point, and this is both sides, whatever it is, where when tragedy hits, when problems like these happen,
yeah,
we kind of brush it off too easily or say that it's a ploy or something on the other side that we don't like.
Yeah, we jump into our tribal camps.
Well, or that we just brush it off, like any school shooting or whatnot, or yeah, another shooting that happened today.
Yeah,
we kind of brush it off.
Right.
And rather than sit there and say, "Hey, this is a real threat," we diminish it and say, like, "Oh, this is a ploy of the left." Or the same thing, this is a ploy of the right,
mm-hmm,
or this is just something like that, yeah, without first even addressing whether or not this is
without
happening.
Without even
or
all
not
the facts out, too. Yeah, yeah.
That's a
like,
terrible
thing. You know, like when they immediately, people were saying that this guy was a Trump supporter before it came out that he was a Trump supporter.
Well, the idea behind that is that it's just because every target that he had similar motivations, right?
Right, but I mean, again,
Obama,
like,
Clinton, even what they...
They're talking about the shooter or the bomber?
Robert De Niro.
The bomber.
And bomber. Oh, okay. Right? Everybody that he hit were Democratic or liberal. Yeah.
Right.
So the idea was, well, it had to be someone from the conservative.
Not necessarily.
Again, not necessarily, yeah, but it does point that direction, right?
Right.
So at least, at the very least, it's not someone that supports them.
Yeah.
Right? Well, yeah, but again, and then you can, before all the facts come out, you can say that this is you know, all these bombs were fake. All these bombs were fake bombs or non-working bombs. This kind of seems like maybe they're trying to gin up their support. You know, again, and
but
I would,
at the time, we didn't know that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And that's why I'm saying when both sides were jumping to these conclusions, I'd say that's wrong. And I'm criticizing just as much the right as I am the left, until all the facts came out. And then once all the facts came out, then yeah, now you can look back on it and say, yeah, it was a dumb Trump supporter who did a really dumb thing, essentially, is what it can really just be boiled down to. But before those facts came out, people were both just, again, they were jumping into, let's admonish the other side. And I agree. I hate that. Ben Shapiro says it all the time. Let's wait for all the facts to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to agree with that notion.
Sure.
Like, I was, same thing with the synagogue shooter, is that he was automatically, he's a Nazi and that he's a Trump supporter, right? That's everyone was saying that. And it was found out already that this guy didn't vote for Trump. He said he would never touch a MAGA hat. So already, it's not saying that he's a left guy necessarily. But
he's kind of Nazi. He was very anti.
Yeah, he was. Sorry. Specifically, he was a Trump supporter. Sorry, I threw the Nazi part in by accident. He is definitely an anti-Sama at the very least. But people were saying, yeah, he was a Trump supporter, right? Or like within the first few minutes. And then it came out that he wasn't. So again, people tend to jump to each side, right?
And then again, I
don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were people on the right saying that he was a lefty because lefties are anti-Israel. I'd say that's just as bad to say that. Until all the evidence are out, I would say it's just
so,
as bad.
So what would you say is the solution?
Wait for all the facts to come out,
right, yeah,
and then based on that, we can have a conversation, right? And then I would say the most important thing is and this is a good jumping point, is not always assuming the worst in your enemy. And everyone's guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. Everyone's guilty of it, where you jump automatically to the worst conclusion about the other side. And that's where we can talk about the Megyn Kelly thing and she on her conversation regarding blackface,
where we talk about food supplies and if you're going to take all the free samples, you assume the worst in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, Tom.
But
he's guilty of it also, yeah.
Sorry, this is a conversation we had earlier, too,
yeah,
for people who are just listening.
And my counter would be that I think it's fair to say that... it's not fair for me to say everyone would do it, but there would be an increase. I think it'd be unfair to say no one would do it. There would be an increase.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Okay, so going back to the Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly, who's she?
She is a very prominent anchor. She was very big on Fox for a while. Then she switched over to NBC, and they were having a conversation about Halloween costumes, and somehow the conversation came up, and she kind of said that she, you know, back in the day, it wasn't really a big deal if you wanted to darken up your skin to look like, I think it was Diane Ross, I want to say is the person's name, but it's like some kind of prominent black figure, black woman.
Somewhat like Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, kind of like an Oprah Winfrey-esque type person, and she got... ripped up and down for suggesting that blackface was okay. Mm-hmm. And just so that I'm, you know, perfectly clear on my position, is that I agree that it's racially insensitive because of how blackface has been used to mock black people through most of history, mm-hmm. for at least, you know, up until the 60s. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very cruel way of making fun of people. Mm-hmm. In the same way that, like, people were dressing up like Jews also and doing the same thing. Okay. Just, yeah. But anyways, but was Megyn Kelly suggesting that it's okay to mock black people by doing blackface? Absolutely not. She was, you know, it was a racially insensitive thing, mm-hmm. but she was not... she's not a raging racist, but no, automatically people are taking it to the worst, assume the worst motives of her.
Yeah, but at the same time, would you say blackface has any spot in this? I don't think it should. I don't think ever is it a good thing to say, let's paint my face black to dress up as anything else. You could dress up as Oprah Winfrey in many different ways, the way she clothes, the way she dresses and all like that. I don't need to paint my skin here. Mm-hmm. And yeah. to say that I'm okay to, it's okay to paint your skin just so that you could set up a costume, I don't think that's right either. Even if you're taking out the mockery part, mm-hmm. right? If it's someone that I greatly respect, like, I don't know, I'm just gonna say Obama because he was a president, I don't want to paint my face black. I'm just gonna dress like him or act like him.
Yeah, or like have some. Well,
prop, right? I was gonna say, wouldn't it be hard to? And I'm playing devil's advocate because I agree. I don't think. I would never think.
We all know she's not a racist. Right?
Yeah,
we all know that.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna play devil's advocate here and say, well, if you try dressing up as Obama, I would say that if you don't have the dark skin, it's kind of, how can you tell from anyone else? Like Trump, you can kind of with like the wig thing, right? Well, like there's some defining features.
Talk is the big one. Obama has a very characteristic.
So if you just dress up in a suit and you just like,
Halloween's coming up. We could talk. I mean, there's been plenty, you know, in the past years, every time Halloween comes up, there's always like a BuzzFeed Facebook video where saying like, my costume is not like, my culture is not your costume. Right?
Yeah.
That's like classic, right?
Yeah.
And that's come up every single year ever since, you know, it started getting bigger.
And that I think is dumb.
yeah, we agree it's dumb. You know, it's like, I'm not, again, we all know she's not a racist, you know, mm-hmm. but is what she did racially insensitive? You know, maybe a little bit, but again, there is way around. If you want to dress up like someone, and if you feel like a part of your costume is like, man, I got to go in blackface or else no one's going to get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like, dude, just pick another costume. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Or if you feel like I'm censoring you by saying like, pick another costume, you can come up with more creative ways.
I agree. Like, again, painting your skin is, I think, a dumb, I think it's unnecessary. I agree. Like, you know what I mean? As far as costume goes, though, then I think that's, you know, you should be able to dress up in whatever culture, as long as it's not like,
it's not
a significantly cultural aspect to it, like a hat, yeah, or like a.
I feel like, no, you can do that again. I feel like I'm agreeing with you. As long as your intent is not to directly mock them, you could dress up however.
I think
you want.
Too. And this is my problem against the people who argue for a cultural appropriation. It's the idea that I think culture should be shared.
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
You,
yeah.
If you are celebrating it, if you are doing this because I like it, it's something that I enjoy.
You should be sharing it. Yeah.
Then it's a good thing. If you're doing it in a mocking way or a hateful way, then I understand that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
But having that interchange of culture ultimately leads to compromises and leads to, I guess, a better relationship.
And you get the best of both worlds kind of thing.
You shouldn't separate culture. You know,
yeah. No, I agree.
Melting pot.
Yeah. No, I agree. And yeah, I think there was that white girl who wore like a Chinese kind of dress to a prom and she got also...
Oh yeah, she got roasted on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's things like that, you know, it's like, these are, I agree, when it's like, when something, because you respect the culture, just like go for it, you know. And
sure.
And I was going back to the, I think it's called a yarmulke, right?
Jewish hat. Yeah.
It's, I think that's a little different because that's in Jewish culture, that's kind of like the mark of manhood. So it is kind of like a cultural significant piece of headdress. Like in the same way, I think.
But if that dress is something cultural significant, I don't know whether it is or not. Yeah. I think we talked about that it wasn't, but even if it was something cultural significant, I don't think it matters, because at the end of the day, you say, no, I don't believe in this religion. Yeah. I don't believe in this culture.
But I like
it's just
it.
I embraced it. I think it's something that's great. I'm going to use it.
Yeah, if I wear a Native American headdress, but let's say it's like, oh, it's only for chiefs, so it's only if you've done this rite of passage, are you going to get mad at me for wearing a Native American headdress?
That's an incredibly normal one that we see all the time.
You always see it.
Pocahontas. There's a goddamn football team named after the Redskins.
Okay, yeah. So like,
terrible.
You know, there's people that saying like, we should change, I forgot what the actual mascot's name is, right? But it's
Redskins.
No, but like there's a name for him, like Chief something. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah, and people are saying like you should either change the mascot or change the team name, because people are like, we're really upset about that, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like, do you think they should have?
I think so, because the word Redskin is not a good term of endearment. The Chiefs, on the other hand, were
Chiefs fine. Sound cool, yeah.
Chiefs are good.
Yeah.
And I think there is a team called the Chiefs. Yeah. I don't know if it's football still, but
maybe
they were, I don't think they hit as much backlash as the people were like,
the Redskins.
Redskins. This guy, it's like using, I don't know, Jew, or what's a bad word for Jew, or a bad word for African Americans, like slaves or something, as your team name. Not the best in the world here. That's a terrible one. It's just, we think Redskins sounds cool, right? Nowadays, but it was started off as a bad saying.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, I'm curious, and I have no idea. Like, do you think they used that to mock Indians, or they were just like... Because if I remember correctly, like Washington does have like a significant Native American population, so you know they're just the Redskins.
Maybe like, maybe it hasn't aged gracefully.
Yeah.
Maybe well, if you pick a name, maybe it should be something that it stands past time, where it's like it could.
You never know how cultures
change,
right?
If you named your team the Tomahawks, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think Tomahawk is ever gonna go bad. Like the same as the Bears
or the Lakers.
No one's gonna look at the Bear and be like, "Oh God,
you're being
damn
insensitive to Bear rights." Okay, maybe in 100 years that will be not okay. And then every sports team ever is gonna have to change their name. I don't know. Redskins is a little bit of a difficult one. Because I guess it depends, like, was it meant to be mocking or not? And if it was, then absolutely. If not, then, you know, it's probably just time that it gets changed. You know, it's very out of place.
It is.
But it's too invested now.
Yeah. And I would say, like, it's there.
Well, no, it's not that. It's too invested as in they have too much money, too much publicity, marketing, material in general, all
business-wise. Business-wise.
That's why they're fighting. I think that's more why they're fighting against it than anything else. Is that?
Yeah, probably the money.
How much money would they lose rebranding themselves?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? And can you imagine how valuable shirts would be eventually? You know?
Possibly.
That's when you buy up all the stock.
Possibly.
So where were we again? I forgot how this conversation kind of evolved.
I think you were talking about Megyn Kelly Blackface.
Oh, okay.
What happened to her? So she got paid.
She got fired.
She got fired, but
according to her contract, she will still get the, I want to say $63 million.
Hey, if you get $63 million, dude, I would have retired right there and then. Yeah, you got paid vacation, paid retirement, dude.
Exactly.
It's like you want three, like, I mean, you know, if you want 3 years, fine, go ahead and work for the 3 years. But if you got fired and you get that severance and you still get all that contract money,
yeah,
I'll take it. I should have said something a long time ago.
I think that she could actually go I want to say that she could go on to any other program too.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Possibly. I don't know. It depends on the outline of that contract. But at the very least, she could start her own thing. I think there's another lady that did that. That she got fired from her position for saying something, again, I don't know, stupid. And she got fired from it. Got paid money for it. And then started her own YouTube, but her own media organization.
Yeah,
so she was fine. So she just went ahead and got paid to start her own and still continue providing her voice out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. But I guess just talking about the precedent of it, like, do you think that she should have been fired?
They should be fired for whatever reason possible.
We're in Atwell State, dude.
Rosie
O'Donnell.
Different, but what I'm saying is I agree with the right of the company to fire them, but does it set a good precedent culturally, if you think that this is okay to fire someone over. I would agree. No.
No, I feel like it doesn't matter. People get fired for less, dude.
Yeah, people get fired for any reason.
Well, yeah, and then again, and discuss whether that's appropriate or not. That's what I'm trying to get at. Well, then, no, whether she again. Should be able to. I agree. She should be able to get fired for whatever the hell reason right, she wants right, to. Yeah. But is it a good reason? And that has nothing to do with whether she has, whether they should fire her or not. I would say maybe it's a bad reason to fire her, but they should be able to fire her. That's what I'm saying. I think it's a bad reason.
Right.
And I think that she shouldn't have been fired.
Tom, you're the person that says like civil courts and societal courts should be the same.
I agree when you're talking about these kind of issues. Yeah.
Yeah. So you, yeah. Again, like to me, the reasons regardless, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, again, let me ask you. Okay, Do you think this is something that she should have been fired over?
And is it bad if I just say it doesn't matter?
Well, yeah, I guess
it's not really an answer, but
if she did get fired over it, or if she didn't, I feel like the
you can feel ambivalent to whether she got fired or not. But I'm talking about the abstract. Do you think this is something that someone should be fired over?
Because the company the company saw it, weighed the balance, said like, hey, she's scaring off more people.
I agree with that.
Or she's causing more problems than she's bringing in, and this I'm gonna get rid of her. So in any, I could argue it for either side, right? Do I think it's a good reason? No, I don't think so, but I understand why they did it. If I was a business person, I looked at this, I'd be like, no, I'm gonna get rid of it. I'm gonna get rid of my problem child because why not?
Just one more time. I agree that it made business sense to fire her.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
But I'm just talking strictly about the thing. Do you think she should have been admonished and fired as a result? Do you think this was a bad thing that she said?
So how about we get rid of the word fire? Let's get rid. Okay. We're saying should she receive criticism or hate over it? Should she have received the shade?
Yeah. As much shade as she got, yes.
Should she have it? It's okay when I say it, Tom. I'm the cool hip one here. Yeah, yeah, but when you say it, you're the dad, all right?
Awkward.
What you're asking me essentially, if we get rid of the word fire, should she have received the hate that she got for it enough to enough to lose her job?
Sure.
I guess if you're saying if we're disregarding the business sense, if we're disregarding the fact that we're an at will state, so it doesn't matter if she can get fired for any reason. Yes. I'm probably answering just if she should have gone hate over it. It's probably not justified, but it's fine. I don't know.
The way I see it is that's something that I disagree with because I don't feel the same amount of importance on it. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not black. I never experienced blackface. I never grew up with it.
Yeah.
I think
it doesn't affect me. You know what? Also, I don't identify. I don't care because I don't identify with getting $69 million over 3 years. So when I feel like she's got problems, I'm like, oh, okay, you could wipe your tears with $100 bills. You're okay.
Quite literally, you can do it. You'll be fine.
But I'm more talking just about the social precedent.
See it as you don't feel the same amount of importance on this. You might be able to look back and look at it objectively, which is fine. You can look back at it objectively and be okay with it. But if you had that same amount of importance, like if she wore a yarmulke around, would you think Jewish people would get mad? 100%. Do you think that she should get fired for wearing a weird hat? I don't think so. Yeah, right?
I would agree.
Yeah, but I'm not in that position to say so. I'm not a Jewish person. I'm not a black person.
Just because you're not a black person, you're not Jewish, doesn't mean you can't have a moral compass on it. That's a terrible argument.
Let me finish here.
Yeah.
The reason why is because you said earlier that a Jewish yarmulke shouldn't be made fun of because or worn by other people because it's a sign of manhood. It's a religious significance to it.
Right.
Well, I think that's religious significance is stupid. I don't care. I just like the hat.
I like the way it looks.
I like the way it looks. Why can't I wear that? But now you're saying that is inappropriate for me to do something.
You know why? Because he was saying it's the intention of why you're wearing it.
Yeah.
You're not wearing it because you like the Jewish culture. You're just wearing it because it looks dope.
Just because it looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it wrong for him to wear it if it
looks
dope?
But you said that was wrong earlier for me to do so. Because that is a religious, significant thing that other people find thing. Well, I could look at you and say that. Well, why don't you have a correct moral compass? He's just wearing a hat. It's not causing any harm, which is true. But I don't feel that important. I could look at this project, this example, and say, I'm not black. I don't have that significant impact on it. It doesn't affect me the
Maybe I just don't relate to it.
Yeah, I don't relate to it. I don't feel sorry for her for getting fired.
Same argument you can say about slavery, though. Saying that I wasn't a slave, so I don't really have anything to say about it. No, I can say that thing is evil.
No, I just feel the same things about it. Yeah. But at the same time, if it was something less significant, such as Megyn Kelly getting fired and still getting paid $60-something million, yeah. I could definitely still say, I don't care.
But bring it down to like a minimum wage worker at Cheesecake who just might have said that, right? Okay. Do you think he should have gotten fired over it?
Depends on how much backlash he got.
And that's what I'm saying, is should she have gotten backlash? What I am trying to say is
the only reason why she got backlash is because she's in an important position.
She gets a microphone, just yell across the entire United States.
And you can't compare it to a minimum wage worker at Cheesecake because he doesn't have a microphone talking to millions of people.
The point is that we both agree that she had no bad intention behind her comment.
Yes.
What I would say is what I would suggest is a fair reaction. I'm not saying that this is the only reaction that's allowed and none or another. But what I think is a fair reaction, and feel free to agree or disagree.
Continue with your reaction.
Yeah, I may or may not disagree or agree.
Technically, on an abstract level.
this is really racially insensitive. You shouldn't be saying things like this. I know you don't mean bad, but it was insensitive thing he said. You shouldn't say that anymore. And then Megyn Kelly said, wow, I learned something new. And she even said this. She apologized. She said, you know, I learned something new. You know, I meant no harm by it. I'm sorry.
The appropriate response should be that she should have just gotten reprimanded and not fired.
I feel like she should have been called out on it. She should have been criticized. Mm-hmm. But I feel like
she should have kept her job.
She should have kept her job, and people should have realized she had no harm behind it.
But that's the thing. If you brought up the example of a server going to a table. I can make a joke at a table, and it'll be fine. People laugh, good to go.
Yeah.
Make that same joke at another table, and they get fucking pissed off at you and demand to see your manager. Should they not get fired? Mm-hmm. I'm just making a joke, man.
It depends on the joke. It didn't
fly with this table, and it's enough reason for this table to say, hey, I want to talk to your manager. Yeah. I don't like this. Then you will get fired from it.
Yeah, and I'm saying you will get fired for it because, again, I agree with the notion that, you know, you just don't want the business doesn't want the trouble. But I'm talking about just in a general sense, you have to look at what was said. And you have to see what you think is a proper reaction to it. Because, yeah, people overreact to things all the time.
You're saying a proper reaction is what you would react. Again, if it's something that is, like you said that I can't wear a yarmulke because it has such cultural significance and religious thing. But if I look at it in a completely different way, who's the right one? I would say I was.
No, I'm going to... So I will go deeper into it. Like, you just want to wear something that looks similar to a yarmulke. You don't want to specifically wear a yarmulke.
No, I straight up want to wear a yarmulke.
Then I would say,
why are you changing? Why does it matter? Why would it change?
I think that does matter. Because if I wanted to buy a hat that looks similar to a yarmulke but isn't a yarmulke, then I would say, yeah, no, you should be able to wear it and Jews can't say anything about it. But if you're saying, I want to specifically wear a yarmulke, then I would say, yeah, that is, you know, you are...
I'm paying respects to it. I think it's cool. I think it's nice. Which is fine.
Yeah,
but I don't care, but you're deeming that on me. I could buy any hat I want. I paid money for it. I earned it the way I wanted to earn it. I don't care about the religious and culture. It doesn't work for you because now you feel the importance of it. But it's just, why is that side of it more important than me saying that, well, I bought it and I wanted to wear it. I can do whatever the fuck I want, right?
Of course you can do whatever the fuck you want, right?
What are you asking, Tom? I don't get what you're asking here on the yarmulke. I don't even know what Kelly's asking for on the yarmulke.
So I guess the theme that I'm trying to get at
is... What's the yarmulke deal?
Yarmulkes are generally a...
A rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage. Okay. It's a sign of man, gumming the manhood.
Okay, and yours, right? What are you saying?
And so what I'm suggesting is that if you're saying that I just want to wear a yarmulke because I think it's cool...
Yeah.
I think that is disrespectful. Versus if you just wear a hat that is similar looking to a yarmulke.
Okay, so forget the similar looking thing.
I don't care about the similar looking
thing. So if I wear the exact thing and I do it just because it's cool, but I'm not directly mocking it.
I'm not mocking
Am I mocking it?
No, you're not mocking it at all. You actually think it's a positive thing.
I think it's a positive thing, but what I'm asking Tom is it mocking if I just think it's cool? Is it mocking if I don't recognize the rite of passage significance, Tom?
Thanks for listening.
No, I have the podcast. I feel like I didn't catch it all the way.
You're saying, let me see if I get it straight. You're saying it's disrespectful if I don't recognize the significance and if I just wear it if it's cool. Mm-hmm. So is me just saying it's cool and I want to wear it, is that me mocking?
To me, it's in the same way of saying like...
No, answer the question. I don't feel the same
let
way.
Let me answer it in...
A better analogy.
Yeah, with an analogy.
I don't want you to make an analogy.
I don't give a shit. I'm doing one. To me, it's the same way as someone who, let's say, I do a race and I get first place. And then you say, hey, that medal looks kind of cool. I'm going to just buy a medal and wear it. So I'm just as cool as you because I got a first
place. No, I'm not
medal.
Saying that. I'm not saying I'm cool as you. Uh-huh. I'm saying I only bought it because it looks cool to me.
Yeah, and I like it.
Now is it me mocking you? Because I haven't said anything about it.
I think in both cases I don't think you're mocking necessarily.
Okay, then so but, since I'm not mocking, right?
You're right.
Like, I only bought it because it looks cool to me. The only thing I got is because purely aesthetic, like dope, that looks cool. Mm. I bought it. You know, it may have significance to you, and I'm not mocking that significance. Mm. I respect your significance, but I don't care about it. I only bought it because it looks cool. Is the fact that I only bought it because it looks cool, is that mocking?
The analogy helped me think about it a little bit, where in the sense that, and again,
helped
I
helped you think about it.
Yeah, well, it helped me think about it in the sense that, I guess it depends on the intention of why you're wearing the hat. Yeah. Because if you're wearing the first place medal just because you think it's aesthetically pleasing versus saying that I'm just as good at running as you because I'm wearing this first place
medal.
We're
not saying
that. Yeah. And so bringing you back to the yarmulke thing would be like, you know, I'm also a man now.
No, because we're not
I'm
wearing that.
I don't. Right. I'm not saying you are saying that. But I'm just saying now that I think about it,
right.
It depends on why you're wearing it.
Okay.
So if you're wearing a yarmulke,
right.
Just because,
yeah.
I guess I don't see it as disrespectful.
So let's say I went up to a person that is Jewish and they use the yarmulke as a rite of passion. They recognize the significance of it. If I went up to him, do you think? And I said, hey, I only bought this hat because it looks cool. Do you think he would feel mocked?
He might feel mocked, but then is he justified in feeling mocked? I don't necessarily think so.
No. I think so. And this is the reason why...
You're switching it around on yourself now.
This is what I'm trying to get to, is that you do not feel the importance of this, say, the phrase that Megyn Kelly said. You argue that the reason why you can't... doesn't mean that I can't say anything about it or that Sean's opinion is wrong. Because I have to have, you can still have a moral compass. It doesn't impact Sean or myself the same way it would impact someone who lived through blackface. That is a major key difference.
But that doesn't make their argument any better.
It definitely does.
No,
because,
it doesn't.
Because
let's find some common ground.
Because again, I will go again back to slavery. Just because you didn't live through slavery, you can say that slavery is an evil thing.
Yeah, I can still say... Exactly. You can still say it's an evil thing.
And then let's say someone who lived through slavery saying that slavery wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah, and then
do you think they have more of a significant moral compass? I would say no.
No, I'm saying... What I'm saying is that someone who has gone through and experienced it has a bigger impact and a stronger opinion about something than someone who doesn't have gone through it at all.
And just because they have a stronger opinion doesn't necessarily mean the opinion is right.
Doesn't necessarily mean it is, but usually it makes sense why they believe that way. I just like slavery. Ooh, right? I'd never gone through it. Someone who came out through slavery came in and said, hey, there's all these terrible things about it. Well, if I want to keep your mindset and be like, well, I can still believe whatever the hell I want. This is what it is. I understand why this is way more important to that person and why this person got upset.
I don't think they're... I agree with the idea that there's a reason why they get upset. Does that justify the upsetness? That is up to debate. And just because you experienced it doesn't mean you are more right, is what I'm trying to get at. Is just because you experience... I agree with the idea that if you experience it, you tend to know about it more and therefore your opinion is a little bit more informed. But just because you're upset about it doesn't necessarily mean you're right.
Yeah, but it also understands why they are upset about it and why they can't. Why you can't just sit back and say, well, just rationally think about it. It's just words, right? If I want to just rationally talk about it, like the way that you're trying to perceive this, it's like, I just step back and say, it's just words. It doesn't hurt anyone. That's a completely inaccurate.
I think that's a dumb thing because if I try saying that about everything, words can...
Technically, he's right. Have meaning, yeah. Tom, technically, he's right, though.
Yeah.
No, because you're trying to dilute it down too much.
Wait. If you're saying I just want to dilute it just enough where it fits my frame of thought. But if you dilute it anymore, no. It doesn't work now. It's not good enough. Regardless,
we're out of time.
We need more time. Next time, we need more time.
We do need more time. We've got to buy the upgraded apparition time.
I have no idea what the hell we talked about this entire podcast.
A lot.
I'm tired. I'm sick.
Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.